You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Keith
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Game of Thrones After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Game of Thrones After Show.
Hey guys, what is happening? Game of Thrones, Episode 8. Things are starting to go down, it looks like. But first, before we jump into a lot of going-ons, let me introduce my co-stars, your favorites, the lovely Kristen Snyder.
Hi.
Simone Boyce.
Yo.
Yo. Bethany Jaber.
Hi there.
And I am Dave Klein. And joining me and joining us in the booth, Marissa.
Hey, guys. Yay, another Game of Thrones. Let's do it.
And guys, Bing is for doing, and we are doing the Game of Thrones After Buzz After Show Edition. Let's talk about Theon. Let's just jump in.
Okay, let's just say Bran and Rickon are alive. I knew it. I said it last week, and everyone was like, you guys are just not saying anything. You knew, because you're that far in the books. Okay. But I was just like, wait, that's not them. That is not them. And it wasn't them. So, there you go.
We have to give it to Kristen. Kristen did make that prediction last week, and not having read that far, given what we were seeing, that they had to be alive, given the way they did it. I have to say, from reading the books, though, they kind of threw you for a loop because they do it through letters at first, so you just receive the letters from everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's kind of what's weird throughout this whole episode, is everybody knows in the books, but nobody knows in the show that this happened.
Yeah, so I wonder how that word is going to travel or how fast it's going to travel, because I remember people finding out pretty soon about Bran and Rickon being dead. Do you?
I can't remember.
I know.
You know, it's sometimes so, fun, it so gets... funny. I'm like, some things really stick out, and then other times I'm like, it's fuzzy, like a book alcoholic or something. Like, I think I blacked out during that chapter.
You've just been drinking like, a lot of mead or something during that chapter. Yeah, like, too much mead.
That'll be really weird to see, though, if Rob gets the letter next week that his brothers are dead. That'll be weird to see how he reacts and everybody else's reactions.
Oh, the irony.
And how maybe he reacts to his mom after that, because he was pretty harsh with his mom this episode.
Yeah. As he should be.
Well, yeah,
she's arrested.
What?
That's another thing, though, that's a huge kind of difference that made is her drive to release Jaime in the books was because she had just found out that Bran and Rickon were supposedly dead. She had just found that out in the book, so that was why she was so driven, was because she thought her sons were dead. And this was the only, and she thought Rob might be dying because he's at war.
Yeah, that's
so
a pretty strong
motive. So this is the only
motive.
Way to have some children who are alive. But let's go back to Theon some more, and Yara is there, and Yara is not happy with him.
She calls him a dumb cunt, which he is, because she
As long
she
as you're
know.
Using that word and I'm not, it's okay. Since
it's
I'm
totally
a guy,
okay
I can't
for you
say
to
that
use
word.
It. Yeah, you can use it.
I'm gonna go with Dave on that. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry? Should I be sorry right now for saying
No, you can say
I'm
it.
I'm quoting the
can't
show.
Say it. It's just kind of like a, it's like a, I don't know, it's weird.
No, you can say it because you're a girl.
I, like
I can't say it because I'm a guy.
Yeah. You better not say that. You better not. Throw that sword over here.
Oh, this is mine. this baby is mine right here.
Yeah, but Yara can say it because she's
she
a girl.
She is one.
Yeah. She's a tough one.
Yeah, I love how she just makes Theon feel stupid all the time. He just looks like an idiot now.
Mm-hmm. She has a lot of harsh points for him, which is that Theon should have... It was great that he did this. That wasn't bad that he captured Winterfell, but he should have sacked the city and just left, is basically her point, because they live in the sea. And all the reinforcements are in the sea. Everybody, all that's how they work, because they're pretty much Vikings would be the comparison for them. But I think that Kristen pointed out about a month ago. This was a while ago now. But that would be the comparison to them. So the sea is how they work. And he's so far inland. They aren't riders. They aren't fighters like that. That he should have just sacked the city, great victory, and left. And he didn't do that. And that is what is dumb.
But what's funny is he thinks it would be a good thing if he had really killed the boys and had them strung up on the wall. But he didn't. And so it's really ironic here, because she's saying, that's why you failed. And father wants a word. Now everyone wants you dead because they think you killed the boys. And in his mind, it was awesome that he killed the boys. And that shows his power. So it's like, he actually didn't.
It's almost as if he just doesn't think long term.
Right.
Theon is so just
one-sided.
It's not even spontaneous. I'd say it's impulsive in his thinking, and he's so wounded so quickly that he just reacts, and in the moment it feels good and victorious, and then he looks back, he's like, what did I do?
Yeah.
I think the reason he's so proud of those farmer's boys dangling as if they were Bran and Rickon is because he couldn't really do it in real life. I don't think he could kill them. So that's why he's so proud of it, I feel like, because he actually couldn't do it.
Well, I think he's just proud. If he is proud, it's of his he thinks he's like outwitted people somehow.
Yeah.
He's like, I've got a secret.
I don't know if he's necessarily proud. I think he did it as a last resort because he couldn't find Bran and Rickon.
Yeah.
This was his last resort. He didn't want to necessarily do this. And even if he captured Bran and Rickon, at least in the books, you get more of his thought and his mindset. He didn't want to kill them. He just wanted to capture them.
Mm.
Maybe kill Hodor, even though Hodor is innocent. But, I mean, Bran and Rickon, he was smart enough to realize that you should keep them alive. But since he couldn't capture them, he thought that was more embarrassing that they escaped than anything else. But I want to talk about Yara for a second in this moment, because I feel like Yara is actually kinder to Theon in the show than she is in the book, because of that whole speech that she kind of gives him about him being a baby and how
but then
she says, and then you smiled at me, and she talks about, and you get that sense that she really does care about him, and she really wants him to come back for more of a personal reason, and that she really cares for him. And in the books, I don't feel like you got that, so I actually kind of like that touch in the show.
Yeah, there were a couple of like really long stories that people told in this episode that I was like, oh, great story, good job.
Talissa, especially.
Yeah,
I fell out of it. I'm like, what time is it?
Yeah, I know. But Yara's story, I think, was well served because it was a little more brief, but it did get across that she does, in some weird way, love her brother.
Yeah, she doesn't want him to die so far.
Yeah, it was short, but it had impact. And that's what I appreciated. You felt a history, even though she only said a couple sentences to him.
Yeah, and then it was really
it was very well done.
And then it was right back to their, like, sparring. Yeah. Like, just right
after. Which is so typical of brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You can have a loving moment and then, like, an angry moment right back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's move on to Robb and the Starks, as we were talking about them. Robb and Talissa. And real quick, shout out to Watchtower Base. I know you're watching. You're welcome. Okay, so Robb is talking with Talissa. And
You're welcome.
You stole that from me.
So Robb is talking with Talissa, and they are starting to enjoy each other's company a whole lot.
But he's telling her that he's supposed to marry a Frey girl, which is very interesting. Because I guess that's him saying, I want to make a move on you, but just so you know, I can't.
That's his game.
But it is. And it's the Starks game. Honor, loyalty, integrity. Like, that's like...
Spitting that Stark game
what's up?
On you.
That's chicky. How I roll.
Did I just say chicky?
That just probably turned her on more. She probably liked that. She's like, ooh, I like that you're honest with me. I like this.
Oh, we can't be together? Okay, let's do it.
They kind of opened up to each other. She, like we just said, she had that long little...
Very long.
That was a weird walk and talk.
Yeah.
You know, like, it might be the slowest. Like, I'm used to Sorkin's walk and talks that are like, papers flying, they're walking down the hallway, there's urgency. But this was like the slowest, most lackluster walk and talk with like, it's just us and the wind, and some horses and some knights.
That was really strange.
And I was like, what is going on?
I feel like there's a lot of moments like that in this show. And I think it's the only way that the writers can like try and adapt some of that, like just really boring dialogue. Let's get it out there. Like, sometimes
now
there's
you know
a
what
lot.
Someone really thinks.
No.
Oh, sorry, George.
No, there's a just. I don't want to call it boring, but just there's a lot of stretches of inactivity in the series. So I imagine it's kind of hard to adapt that and try and figure it out.
Can I do? I want to throw out a good quote that he had, which I liked, which is a quote from he had it. So Ned had told him this, that being a lord is like being a father, except you have 1,000 children. And I thought that was kind of a fun quote, like a nice quote, and just sort of shows how Ned really was a good lord and a good leader in the sense that he really cared about everybody. And that's what Rob wants to aspire to, which is also a good thing that they have in a good dialogue, because that, I think, really shows what Rob wants to be.
Right. Yeah, I think we really got to hear Rob's opinions or how he feels about being a king at this age, because he wasn't really prepared for this. Other people spend their whole lives preparing to be a king. He was just preparing to be a lord and didn't really get to do much of that because of his dad's passing. So it was cool to see some of what's going on in his head.
Mm-hmm. Now let's also talk about the whole scene of they're in a war camp room. And decide now's a good time in the middle of a tent where anybody could walk in. Let's get some action going on here.
They just hung a little do not disturb sign right on the curtain outside, and it works. You know?
And you were talking about
his armor.
I mean, normally it takes forever to get a girl's clothes off. But
yeah.
But it does. Yes, I know what you're going to
say. I was like, gotta unlace this.
I'm not sure if she was ever even wearing a dress, because hers just apparently fell off.
It, like, dissolved.
But we were taking off his clothes
like a good
all day.
40 seconds of, like, this.
Ladies, take note. Take note, ladies. That's how you do it right.
Take off his clothes?
Just no outfits that just drop off immediately.
Oh.
Take notes.
Yeah, I don't think that's good.
TV exclusive.
No, I feel like Saturday Night Live should definitely get something on that. Like Velcro buttons. Welcome to the new world. Yes.
We don't need SNL. We got magic.
So Simone was a little sad there that we didn't get to see any Rob frontal.
Womp womp. I mean, I'm just, you know, it's just, I think it's discriminatory and
I agree.
It's just outright.
That's why the show Spartacus exists. Maybe you guys haven't seen it. There are thousands of wangs dangling in the wind and also being cut off at times. But if you want that, Spartacus is the way to go.
Wow.
Good to know.
Might be a little too much for me, but yeah, I'm just looking
saying,
for a happy
dangle
medium.
In the wind.
Right?
Happy medium, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Like, I show you mine, you show me yours. That's fair. That's a fair balance.
Yeah, and for all the girls on the show who've shown their, you know, their cookies and their boobies, and, you know, I was expecting to see some of Rob tonight.
Even just a little tush.
Yeah.
Nothing. That's okay,
No,
right?
Let's move the camera angle so we don't see any of that.
Whenever the main characters, whenever you see their body parts, that's actually somebody coming in who got paid a lot to show their body parts. Like Cersei.
Probably,
I heard her say in an interview, like, that wasn't her, but that we saw, like, last season, it was somebody else that got paid a lot of money.
I'm pretty sure we saw all of Daenerys, though. Amelia
Maybe.
Clark. Yeah. Remember?
She doesn't know any better.
I think
she's
we
fresh
have
out
to.
Of drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey,
Hodor got a prosthetic Hodor.
Oh yeah, we got the full of Hodor.
Yeah,
but that was real.
Didn't really do much for me.
I don't remember
him. So how about Jamie and Brienne?
Yes,
I want to see that matchup in the future. I mean, I feel like that was a little bit of foreshadowing we got, where he was challenging her to a match, and she says not today or whatever.
There's so much good stuff to come with them. That's all I have to say about that.
Can I just point something out here? So they're on the run, right? And they're on a horse on the run. How did she know there would just randomly be a canoe there? How convenient that they could get onto and row away.
Welcome to television.
I just have to point that stuff out. I mean,
it's Hollywood magic.
You're ruining
it's
the
like,
magic,
guess what?
Dave.
There's a canoe here, even though we're running away. Catelyn somehow planned this whole thing out.
Yeah. That was probably what we missed. There's going to be a canoe right where the river bends into an L shape. Right by
Lannisters.
The third reed grass.
Yes, thank you, Kristen. Now that we're talking about Jaime and the Lannisters, Let's talk about some Bronn and Tyrion arguing.
He's not going to wear a gold cloak, and I don't blame him. I totally agree with why he doesn't want to, because then he'll be easy to spot. I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think this was an argument in the books, as far as I remember.
No.
I think Tyrion was pretty cool with it.
Yeah, I think Bronn has a lot of mercenary pride. He just feels like he's almost too good for the gold cloak, which is kind of funny.
You know, there was a lot of there are a lot of lines that Bronn delivered in this scene that were actually Tyrion's lines, which was weird to me because I don't mind when they give other characters lines, but it kind of made Tyrion look a little stupid. Whereas Tyrion's actually really military-minded in the books. He knows a lot of the stuff that Bronn has to explain to him in the show. So that was kind of why it was a weird choice for me on that one. But it's not that it matters that much. I just feel like Tyrion is really smart and military-minded, and he is... I guess if he were, like, playing chess, he would be the champion of chess and war because he really knows these things, so...
Only because of the books, though. He needs to read all these books first.
Yes. Yeah,
massive books.
Massive. Massive books. Massive.
And Bronn actually says that he would trade all the books for a few good archers.
That's probably
that
smart.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, we're in the situation that they're in.
War is coming.
They're going to be there in one day. You don't have time to read those books.
Sit down. Here are a few volumes.
It's like the entire Game of Thrones series in one day. Not going to happen.
No.
Did the war... No. Okay, in the previews... this might be jumping ahead, but I'm just going to do it. Did the war happen at night? Because I remember it happening during the day.
I think it's during the day. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's during the day. Not that matters... Too much, I think. I don't think that would be a huge spoiler, but I think it's... Because we get during the previews anyways.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's during the day in the book. But fire looks prettier at night when you're shooting arrows, you know?
Yeah, that's probably true.
So, there you go. We also get Tyrion and Cersei talking about Joffrey and how Cersei does not want Joffrey to fight. She's pissed. And Tyrion's making it... And his point is pretty much that, in the books at least, that... We need Joffrey on the lines because people want to see their king fighting for morale purposes, and that's important. He doesn't really make that point here. But
especially since Robert, his father, was such a big force as far as war is concerned. He was always in battles. And
But something I want to throw out there real quick that I noticed was that we get to see Tyrion Squire. I don't know if anyone really noticed.
Podrick?
Yes, we saw that.
Podrick. And he's not, he's kind of, you notice because he's looking down and kind of like glances up a couple times at Tyrion. He's never mentioned, but it was cool to see him. If you read the books, you would notice Podrick was there. So that was cool to see. But let's move on to Kristen's. One of, I think probably one of your favorite scenes here was when we get the reveal that Cersei thinks that she's got Tyrion outsmarted here. And she reveals that she has got Tyrion's whore. But guess what? It's not. It's, who is it? Shay? No, it's Roz.
Yes.
Right. No, I totally thought it was going to be Shay, so that was nice to see Tyrion try to pretend that he's, like, in love with Roz. That was awesome.
The funny thing is, like, Roz, you know, as an added character into the show, was not in the books, and, like, just sort of, like, the fanfare online, people commenting, I'm getting the feeling that people generally don't really like this Roz character that's been added in, because she's kind of just pointless, but... I think this is hilarious that now she is taking the brunt of Tyrion's
true horse. I thought it was well threaded because didn't we see her in season one?
Isn't we did.
She, I mean, so like, I mean, it's like, you know, if you're going to introduce new people, I'm glad that they're consistently threaded in.
Yeah.
You know,
it is good because there is a different whore who's in that place in the books, but we don't necessarily need her character. So at least this, like you said, this is a character that we've seen since season one. We care about her in a way where we don't particularly like her that much. We don't really care that much that she's getting beaten up.
Yeah.
As cruel as that is to say, we really don't care. It's like, oh, cool, that's who you got. All right, we don't care about her. You can beat her as much as you want, throw her against the wall. That's okay with me.
So whatever happens to Joffrey in battle is going to happen to Roz now, not Shay. But I really thought that Tyrion was going to go back to Shay and be like, you need to leave, you need to get out of here. But he didn't. He's like, let's just stay here in bed, and you're mine, and I'm yours, and let's Now he's in love. Do you guys think that she really feels the way he feels for her?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe. Today, I believe. You know what? I think it depends on her circumstances in the day. So
because
I think
she was kind of like, I'm yours?
I think today she was going for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, tomorrow, maybe not. I mean, I don't know. I think it's kind of whichever, whatever he offers or whatever the circumstances. If she was offered something better, she would probably take it.
Yeah.
I just want to throw out there that one of the viewers, Brandon Bryce, has said that he loves Roz. Speak for yourself. I love Roz.
Ouch.
So one of the few viewers, I think, as far as I know, who likes Roz. So...
Roz is cool.
That'd be fun to throw out there.
There you go, Brandon. There good you for go. You. I think that line where Tyrion's like, you know, sister, whores are just for rent. You don't actually buy them. I think that goes both ways because, I mean, Shay really at the end of the day is, like you said, she's just for rent. She could, that's what she does.
That's exactly who she is.
Yeah. So like you, I wasn't convinced by her. Yeah, sure, Tyrion, I'm yours. Like, that didn't really sell
it
for
me.
Sounded
like a question more than an answer.
Yeah.
And then how about Joffrey's going to put a red smile on Stannis's face, who never smiles? What is this, the Joker? Like,
so I just put that. That's kind of what I got out of it, too. I just put Joffrey being an idiot. That was my note.
He needs to just go.
He really needs to fight.
Like, really.
I want to see that happen, though.
I do, too. I really do.
Joffrey and Theon, I feel like, would be great together because they are just stupid and make horrible decisions.
And the Aaron boy. John
Robin.
Aaron.
Oh, Robin.
Yeah, don't forget him because I'm still holding on to that.
So, I feel like in this scene we get Tyrion and Varys talking to each other, and Varys pops open the whole dragons are coming door, which is a huge foreshadow because this isn't going to be anytime this soon. He's like, well, dragons won't be growing for years, so just so you know, this is what we had to look forward to in Game of Thrones. Basically, is what that line was.
I feel like that's hello, season 3.
Yeah. Hello, future seasons.
Will
this is essentially what he popped there.
Will the dragons be grown in season 3?
Well, they've got years. I'm not saying anything.
You know, I think this is just like dragon facts. This is all
dragon facts.
This is dragon facts.
Yeah, it's just straight up dragon knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, let's just say that sometimes.
We're about to talk about that.
Maybe dragons grow faster than normal creatures. Yeah. We don't know. Maybe they just you feed them the horse meat properly.
I bet
they grow.
You can look it up on Wikipedia.
Straight up dragon.
You know, dragon facts.
They could always skip ahead, like. 5 years later, season 3, I don't know.
Yeah. We shall
all
see.
Right. Well, speaking of Daenerys, we get Daenerys here. I thought that she was going to be going to the House of Undying in this episode. I was really looking forward to it.
No.
How could they,
disappointing.
But instead, we get more of her, Jorah complaining about dragons at Daenerys, and Jorah now is being kind of whiny.
Her children, though.
And now Daenerys is, so just a lot of drama there.
I feel bad for that actor who plays Jorah, because I think he's a fantastic actor, and I just don't know if they're not giving him a whole lot to work with.
Yeah,
I know I said this last time, but like, he just, I love you. Forever.
I'll do anything you
promise.
Want.
And he's like said this for like
eight times
now.
Yeah.
Say anything else.
I found you a ship.
Just anything.
He did though.
We'll take anything.
When he says, I found you a ship though, all I can hear is I love you.
Yeah.
It all sounds the same.
It all does sound the same, poor guy.
Oh, wow. So we have another guest saying that Carringer says Roz had a great story arc. So maybe some people, maybe our viewers like Roz.
Roz, where are you at, Roz?
Okay, so I want to take a brief moment to say that, guys, I just want all of the content on AfterBuzz is provided for free. So any way that you guys can help support us, whether that be join the live chat, we've got you open here so we can look, and we love to interact with you guys on the show. Comment on our YouTube. Well, we read the comments. We love to talk about that at the end and see what you guys have to say. Go to iTunes, comment on that, or rate us on iTunes, rate us on YouTube. Or the other thing you can do is go to Amazon and do it through our website. Go to AfterBuzzTV.com. There's an Amazon link on the top right. If you click on that link, it will take you to Amazon, and you can pay whatever you're going to pay in the first place, buy whatever the hell you're going to buy in the first place. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as you click on the link from our website, AfterBuzzTV.com, you can buy all the Globies you could possibly want, all the Zaro Zaro duck sauce that you could possibly want.
And there's also a AfterBuzz TV Guide to Dragons just right in that whole area.
And a brand new Dragons Guide.
Yeah.
Dragon
so
Talk.
If you've got a little baby dragon at home,
you're growing.
You might want to consult the guide.
Yes.
Perfect.
You can buy all of that. And also the live chat, if you ever want to join in, go to AfterBuzzTV.com. We record live at 9 p.m. Pacific time. Unless we are running slightly late.
So 9:15.
At 9:15.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the wall.
Yes.
Okay. What's
up,
wall?
Talk about the wall. What's up, wall? How's it going? Are you doing well? What's happening? Okay, so I don't know. I didn't know where to go with that.
Okay, that's a new song. Can someone write us new songs, please?
For the wall.
Okay. Someone said they were going to remix us and like auto tune us.
Awesome.
That'd be cool. Whoa. That was a really bad impression of
King of Canada has pointed out to Kristen that you have a new necklace on every single week.
What's up?
You buy them all from Amazon, right?
Yeah, I do.
Right.
I definitely do.
Kristen's
necklaces.
Somebody wanted me to dress as Marjorie, but this is really all I had. There was like Marjorie. Game of Thrones.
Oh, Marjorie.
You don't have her dress with the collar.
I will have that.
You don't have that in your closet?
The scoop, the umbrella inside out. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Dress.
The ultimate scoop neck.
I can make that happen.
Okay, so the wall. Sorry. Back to the wall.
Okay.
Jon Snow has been brought to a rattle shirt, and we get to hear his shirt rattling, which
Lord
is really exciting. And we get that Corrin Halfhand is alive and captured as well, and explains that all the Rangers have been dead because they've been off searching for Jon, and it's all Jon's fault, which is really different from the book, and I'm going to point this out, because Corrin knows, Jon meets up with Corrin, and Corrin's like, yeah, I figured you let the girl go. It's totally cool. It just says a lot about your character. He doesn't care at all about it in the books, and they never go searching for Jon, so really different here for how Corrin feels about this moment. Of course, now they're captured, so.
Yeah.
Corrin's actually, like, mad at Jon. But we see that Rattleshirt actually wanted to kill Jon, and Ygritte saved him. She's like, now we're even, so. She says that Mancerator will want him because he's Ned Stark's son. What is so funny?
I just can't say anything.
We're just mum's the word.
I'm excited.
I feel like I say this every week, but it doesn't matter to me what happens plot-wise. I just love that these people are getting together. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I would be very happy to see more of them.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so let's move on to what else happens at the wall, which is Sam,
yes.
And he is with Gren, and they're digging in trenches, and we get another kind of difference here, which is that they're digging trenches and find a chest, and what could possibly be in this mystical chest from the first people that they found? A
Globies.
Horn! And Globies. So Globies all over the place. They've got Globies, and they're rich now, and they're going to buy things from Amazon with their Globies, like necklaces.
Always bringing it full circle.
Always bringing it full circle.
So they find that. They find the dragon glass.
Yeah.
And what's weird here is that initially in the books, it was Jon that found it because Ghost had ran off in the middle of the night. Jon's chasing Ghost, and Ghost has found this treasure chest, and he gets the dragon glass and actually makes a dagger out of it, and now he is without this dagger that he would have had in the books. Will this make a big difference? We don't know, but that's one difference. But they have this horn, so what's going to happen with that? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know, but I do love. I do appreciate. I wasn't quite sure why they were digging the trenches at first.
Right. Like, it's just
I was like,
arbitrary.
Three guys are just digging. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, we found something. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But
why
I still
were
don't know
they?
Why you were digging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what is it? Was it defense?
Yeah, I think it was like defensive trenches. That was my guess.
Oh, okay. Right. That makes sense.
That was what I think it would be.
So let's move to Tywin.
Let's
and
do
Arya.
It. Tywin and Arya.
So Tywin says that Rob doesn't know enough to be afraid, so that's why he's taking so many risks, and he's not going to lose. But that doesn't stop him from gathering troops and marching out.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to be fearless. It's nice not to have suffered. And, I mean, yes, he suffered losses, the loss of his father and his family separated. But as far as battle's concerned, no, he doesn't have anything to fear just yet. So that would be absolutely
fair. Let's go make it happen.
Doesn't that kind of suck, though, as we get older? That's when we, gather all this fear for life.
I feel like that happens with actors and auditions. auditioning all the time. Like, the first couple of years, everybody's like, woo, what's up? How's it going? This is so great. And then, like, you take a couple hits and, like, just as far as, like, oh, that one didn't go so well or this person said that. And then, like, year three or four, you're like, oh, hi, how are you? Are you okay? And then by, like, year five or six, you're like, ah, whatever, I don't care anymore. But, yeah, yeah. That's life, isn't it?
I think that's also part of the naivete of him being a young king. He probably doesn't think to fear. He probably thinks he's, like, invincible at this point.
And Arya can't find Jaqen in time to kill Tywin, so she just tells him that her name that she wants to be killed now is Jaqen. Okay.
Who do you want killed? Jaqen H'ghar. A man does not understand
his own name.
Can you say, a man cannot do his own name. Take that name back for a man.
A man does not like that name.
A man does not like when you say these things.
So she'll unname him if he helps her and her friends escape. And they are quite scared to walk across the gates at midnight.
I love
he tells them to.
That he says that she's not honorable. Did you catch that moment?
Yes.
I loved that because her family stands for honor. And she's like, whatever, it's what needs to get done. And I was like, thank you, Arya. Everybody else is struggling with this in your family, but you see clearly.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Sansa could take a couple of cues from Arya.
So
I think a lot of people could take a couple of cues from Arya. Let's just throw that out there.
Yeah.
All those guards are dead, which I was surprised to find out whenever they're walking through the gates at midnight.
Ah, yeah.
That was fun. For me.
Yeah, no, this... Okay, so in the books, there's a whole different thing where there's the incident of the soup. The incident of the soup, look
well,
it up.
Well, but do you think it's gonna happen?
I don't
still?
Think... That can't
Let's
possibly happen, because now they're
it.
Escaping. No, because this is Jaqen's third kill in the books. It's the exact same thing, they just changed it up.
I don't know. He might kill again for her, though. I don't know.
I'm just throwing out there, it's very different because they escape.
I don't want to know.
Point.
I'm speaking for everybody who hasn't
it's
heard.
It's different. It
I
is
don't
different.
Know. Let's talk about Stannis.
No, wait, I want to say one thing real quickly.
Uh-oh.
I thought that this actually made Jaqen seem more like a badass and sort of like a ghost because of the way that there's just people speared to the walls, stuck to the walls. I thought it was pretty badass and a cool change. So I just want to say this was pretty awesome, Jaqen.
I think Jaqen's going to follow them, though, and help them out. Is he really going to leave us at this point? I don't know, because Arya, is she going to go off with just her friends?
I have no idea. Actually, I do, but I'm not going to tell you.
Nice try.
But I have to say from a set decorating point that I do agree with you, Dave, that because it was really well done.
Yeah.
And if you do go to HBO Go, you can see the artist sketches that from a distance, it looks like somebody's just standing guard, and then as you get closer, you're like, oh no, you're
dead. A spear to a wall, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But Stannis, let's move on to Stannis.
Yeah, he's only one day away. And Davos is going to be his hand whenever he sits on the throne.
And we finally get some backstory here in the show as to why he likes Davos so much, which is that Davos. So basically, the backstory is that. Davos saved everybody when they were trying to defend King's Landing, or not King's Landing, rather, Storm's End. When they were trying to defend Storm's End, they were totally starving. They were resorting to eating the dogs, the cats, the rats, starting to eat each other. And then Davos broke through with food for everybody, so Stannis chopped off his fingers for stealing things, but made him a knight and made him a sir, and basically gave Davos his life. We didn't get totally all that, but I wanted to throw that in there for people who don't read the books, because this is a chance for you to find out the backstory of Davos Seaworth.
Yes, I found that interesting.
But yeah, so we find all that fun stuff. I need to throw this out for the guys, the viewers. Kino Canada pointed out the horn. He was really excited about the horn because it's a really horny show and there's another horn.
Nice.
So.
That hurt, Kino
Canada.
I want
to talk about, I
but
talk
I would expect
about
nothing less.
Gamefly.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Gamefly, Kristen.
Gamefly's awesome.
So, a lot of you may know that Dragon's Dogma is coming out soon for the Xbox 360, and you should rent it from Gamefly. By going to AfterBuzz TV, we have a code for you guys, AfterBuzzTV.com/Gamefly, I believe. I don't have the paper on my side with our link. Thank you. But I will say, you guys get a 15-day free trial if you go through us to Gamefly. And you can rent all of the amazing games that are coming out this summer, which is weird because usually there aren't good games coming out this summer. But this time, magically, there are. So if you go to Gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV, you can get a free 15-day trial for Gamefly. Instead of paying $60 for an incredibly expensive game, guess what? You can get Dragon's Dogma. I believe it's Dogma, right? Yeah,
sure.
So I'm going to go with that. For $2. So, do it! And we're going to cut to commercial.
And for those of you who don't know, Gamefly is basically like Netflix for games. So right. It's a really cool system.
Yeah, I didn't know. Thank you for telling me that. I had no idea.
There
it's
you
pretty
go.
Sweet.
Be in the know.
Special report when we get back.
Hey, guys. What's happening? We are the America's Best Dance Crew ABDC After Show coming to you guys. We watch the show every week just like you, and we go every Friday to the set to interview and talk to the crews behind the scenes and let you know what is happening behind the scenes.
Hey guys, this is the AfterBuzz TV crew for The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo!
Don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. to see
Adrian Barrow,
Deanna Vaughn,
Susan Hahn,
Giselle Ugardi.
Buzz you later!
After Buzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
Hey guys, I have a special report.
After Buzz TV News.
All right, just a little bit about George again. He says he occasionally gets fan mail, which includes photos of children and pets named after his characters.
Creepy.
I wanted them to be dressed up, like the pets dressed up.
I'm
as
sure
the
he gets that too. did you guys know that winter is coming is metaphorical in the sense that things are always going to get worse? That's what winter is coming means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I didn't.
No, I appreciate it. I like it.
Some of the fans, or should I say Ravens, turned against him due to the 6 years it took to release A Dance with Dragons. And he says that like people get really mad at him when he like redoes his house or does any renovations because he's not writing. They're getting really mad because it's like has a contract with his fans to provide them with a satisfying conclusion. So he gets like all this mail like asking him to finish and getting really mad at him.
I appreciate that he likes to decorate.
And you know, there's few contemporary authors that can claim to have inspired such passionate fans. So it's really a great thing that he did.
I'm glad he has a life though outside of writing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He should be able to do whatever he wants.
I agree.
I mean, I still want the next book, but...
I know, hurry up.
And yeah. real quick, if he could have dinner with three of his characters, he said that he would have dinner with Tyrion, Master Aemon, Arya, or Dany because she's really hot. That's what he said. Okay.
Awkward. Because now Dany is a real person.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I know. Oh, something they were talking about is... Do you guys now who have been reading the books, before the series came out, were you picturing like a whole different setup, all the characters different? And now that you're seeing the show, does that change your image of how you were picturing the characters?
Yes.
Are you now picturing the characters from the show instead of what you saw in your head?
I actually watched the show for the first season, and then after the first season, I picked up the books. I was picturing what they HBO had created.
You?
Yeah, I haven't reread the entire series, but I do go back from time to time just to reference stuff, and I definitely see the characters that I know now mm-hmm. talking and speaking those lines and doing whatever they're doing.
That's interesting, because I know whenever I read books, like, I have it totally in my head,
right.
What people look like and everything, so I didn't know if the show characters would replace your imagery in your head.
I read, like, half of the first book, I think, before mm-hmm. the show came out, and then it kind of just immediately, because I hadn't read so much of it, replaced all the characters in my mind. And I guess when I was reading it, because I read the second book before the series... The characters were slightly different in my mind, but I had an open mind to what they were going to do because I'd already seen the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind
mm-hmm.
of excited to see who they were going to choose.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to Harry Potter, where I'd read everything before the movies came out. But let's get to our
yes.
user comments. And actually, a quick one from the AfterBuzz TV chat is that King O Canada has a question for all of us, which is, without using our book knowledge, who would we least like to be right now, at this very moment in the show?
Least like to
least
be.
Like to be.
As far as what's coming up?
Well, without knowing,
without,
just at this moment in the show, everything's happening.
Snow.
Okay.
It's because I don't really like the
cold.
You
don't want to be cold.
It's kind of like a setting
that's
thing.
That's a good quick answer.
I don't want to be Roz because...
yeah, that's a good.
I don't want to be Tyrion or Robb Stark.
I would go with Theon because A is dumb, but B, clearly he seems to be making dumb choices and everyone hates him at this moment. He's going insane. He's going crazy.
Good question. Thank you. Okay, now yeah, cool to question. YouTube. Just a few names I want to thank. Scott T248, Andrew Jackson, BR, 797 Productions, Alfor, Anor, I can't even, I don't know what these are, Sundai, Hand of Blue, Chef Republic, A1R Born, Slade4321, Kirby on Chronic, Remus, Ovenar, Daniel Holtz, and then I am Iron Man 211 claims that the Shadow Baby song was his, not Sean Nessel's, and I really don't know whose it was. So to prove whose it was, how about you guys come up with a new song for us, and we'll see which one.
Basically, what happened was we got the comment, and the original YouTube file was erased. So we remembered someone did that, and if we got who it was wrong, we're really sorry. We lost all the comments.
But write us another song. And we will give the right name the credit this time.
And once okay. It gets published, you'll get some royalties.
There yes. You go. And we agree with Jawanza 72. He thinks that Jon Snow is unbelievably dumb in the TV show. He doesn't like the way he's written, which I agree. And he also thinks Daenerys comes across too whiny and a deluded little girl, not unlike her brother. So
yeah.
I do wish Jon came across a little smarter, because he's always got that kind of dumb, I don't really know what's going on or happening to me, but I joined the wall, so I'm just here kind of
Well,
look.
Specifically yeah. When he's with Ygritte, that's more of when all this stuff where he kind of is made to look a lot dumber than he is in the book.
Yeah, but this, at the same time, this is like a coming of age period for him. Mm-hmm. Like, he is still an adolescent boy. He's really a boy. I mean, when I think of him. So I think there is some development that's still left.
Yeah.
Okay. Sean Nessel wants Simone to dress up like Eerie, Dave to be Jock and Hagar.
I wonder why.
Me to be Marjorie, and Bethany, you to be Catelyn.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, Dave, you want to do iTunes?
I love to be
Jockin'. I get the old lady. Thanks.
You have auburn hair, though. You're Sansa.
A man would be Jockin'. Okay, so iTunes.
A woman will be Eerie.
I'll work on it.
So iTunes listeners, thank you. iTunes Pete, KT Savage, and Jayhawk41 for commenting. Yes, even you, KT Savage. Jame18.
He gave us a bad review.
Ouch.
Jame18 says that he loves that we're interacting with the viewers and none of the other AfterBuzz shows do that. And that's because we're starting the revolution right here in this show right now. And yes, I'm sure all of us, we all agree that we wish the seasons were longer. 10 episodes is not enough.
Mm-hmm. A year.
A year.
All you guys,
if it could just
keep
going all year long, that'd be cool. I would appreciate it.
We're going to be waiting a year.
We got some fan mail.
And yes, we got. Did you guys get that email too?
Yeah.
I forwarded it to you. So
it's a little cryptic, but
from,
I got it.
Jay from the South.
Do Pimps Go to Heaven was the name of the fan mail. And she was telling us that she loves Littlefinger. She loves her some Littlefinger pimpage.
And she's hoping he goes to heaven.
I know you're from the South, but reading that email, I just imagined you reading it in a really dirty Cockney accent, because it was really like, I don't know.
That's an awesome accent. Can you please keep talking
like that? Do pimps go
to
heaven?
Let's go to predictions.
She said Jay from the South, so I don't know if
I
have that.
I know, but I just, that's the way I got it. That's the way I read it. I don't know.
All that I have for predictions is war is here. That's all I wrote.
War is finally coming.
War is here.
I think
Stannis has arrived.
It's about time.
I can't find my predictions, but no. Oh, here we go. Predictions. War is here. I wrote the same thing as Kristen.
Oh, my God.
I am going to be so mad if there's only like half an episode of war.
They can't do that.
I am going to be livid.
As Simone and Kristen can attest to in the viewing room, I was yelling, yes! Yes! Constantly throughout the predictions because I was so excited for the war and rattled that mic because I was so excited.
Even started fighting. Yeah. No one.
Yes! Yes!
Okay, this is really expensive equipment. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yes!
War has come to AfterBuzz, and we have to go suddenly.
On that note, we'll see you guys
later. I'm Kristen Snyder, and you can find me at Cinematic Escape or on Twitter and .com.
I'm Simone Boyce, and you can find me on Twitter at Simone Boyce, and also on YouTube at youtube.com/SimoneDBoyce.
I'm Bethany Jaber, and you can find me at Bethany on Twitter with an IE, and literarygirls.tumblr.com.
And Gone Wild.
Yeah. And Gone Wild. And
with books.
With books.
Oh.
With Tyrion.
Yeah. Sorry.
She just opens the books right
so
there.
Excited.
These are the books.
Now.
And guys, I'm... And guys, I am Dave Klein. You can find me on Twitter at TheDaveKlein. That's K-L-E-I-N. Or my website, www.djk-online.com. And in the booth, Marissa!
Where can we find you?
I am at Marissa Movies. That's M-A-R-I-S-A Movies on Twitter.
Woohoo!
All right,
guys. See you next week.
For war is coming!
War
is coming!
VTech and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.